Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf. Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Hei. We start from the Mishnah on Chaf Dal Dam Beis. It says the Mishnah, the Elu Chayav Lahachruz, in contrast to the previous Mishnah, which contained a list of various items, various situations where the item found need not be returned, need not be announced, and no effort needs to be made to locate the owner. In the following cases, says the Mishnah, Chayav Lahachruz, you have to go publicize that you have found the item in the hopes that the owner can provide a simon, a sign, some sort of form of identification to confirm himself as the owner of the item. Motzo peros bekli, you found produce. Peros means not only fruit, produce, whether it's grain or whatever, inside a container. And Rashi says, stam kli, yesh bo simon. The kli has a simon, so it can be easily identified and confirmed. Or he just finds a container. Once again, it has a simon, you have to return it. Mois bekis, he found money inside a container, inside a pouch. Oy kis kemayshu, or just a pouch or a wallet on its own. Again, these things have a simon. Tzibure peiros, tzibure mois, piles of peiros, piles of money, Rashi says, the simon will be either the number of piles or the location of the piles. That will, that information will be provided by the fellow claiming to be the owner. Shloisha matbeis el gabzei, you have three coins stacked on each other. That two is a simon. Krichayitz b'shusei, you had little bundles of wheat inside private property. And the Gemara earlier discussed this, whether it's a thing that has a simon or the makom will be a simon. The kikra shabalabais, homemade bread, which each one has a unique appearance, which allows you to identify the owner. Regizet semer al kuchen beis uman, or shares of wool, which have been already processed in the uman's place. The uman is the fellow who processes it, so it's been processed in a certain style. And again, that information could be provided by the fellow claiming ownership. Finally, kadayin, kadishemen, jugs of wine or oil, which have a simon. In all these situations, you have to seek the owner. You have a mitzvah shavas avid. So in the first case, we have matzah kli, peros bikli. Peros inside a kli. So you return everything. Tama de matzah peros bikli, umois bikli. That's only because you found the content inside the container, the peros inside the kli. And since the kli has a simon, the peros go along with it, presumed to be owned by the same fellow. Likewise, umois bikis. But let's say it's sitting right beside the kli, outside the kli. How kli ula fun of peiros? You found the kli with a simon, and beside it, you have the peiros. Or kis ula fun of mois. We have the kis, and in front of it is the money. In these cases, we say, sure, the kli and the kis, which have a simon, go back to the owner. But the content, the stuff sitting outside, harei l'shelo, you just keep it, because it has no simon, and we don't assume that it originated inside the kli, and since goes back to the same owner. No, perhaps it was dropped separately, and you keep that. Tanina, it's our Mishnah, which indicates as such is a raya laha the Tanur Rabbana to the halacha, the same halacha found in a brisa, which allows you to keep the material. Motza kli ulafan of peiros, or kis ulafan of mois. Although the kis and the kli, which have a simon, go back to the owner, but harelu shaloi, the material belongs to you. But if it's part in and part out, which indicates that in fact it came from the kli, which belongs to that fellow, miktasim kli umiktasim algabe karka, that's by the peiros, and by the money miktasim nekis umiktasim algabe karka, part here, part here, chayv lahachris, we treat it just as the kli, and it goes back to the fellow claiming ownership. Okay, so the Mishnah and the Braisa both tell us that if the material is totally outside the kli on the floor, you can keep that. You don't have to connect it to the kli. V'raminu, we have a kashmar Braisa, which connects the two things and dictates to us that we're meant to assume that they're both owned by the same person, so the content is attributed to the kli, to the same owner, and goes together with the kli. V'raminu, matza dover she'en bo'y simon, bitzad dover she'ish bo'y simon, chayv lahachris. Right? So you found something without a simon, like the peiros, no simon there, but it's sitting beside. Right? Sitting right in front of a Kli that has a siman, so it goes together. It's attributed to the same owner, Chayv Lahachris. Bo Baal Siman Not Shalei. Now, let's say a fellow comes along, points to the Kli as his. Look, I have a siman, it's mine, but he says, the Peres, that wasn't mine. Okay, great. Zocha Halob Mashabiyadeh, so the finder keeps that. But otherwise, the assumption is that it's attributed to the same owner. We assume it originated in the container. Right? So in this case, we say, Zocha Halob B'davah She'en Bo Siman. But otherwise, unless the owner concedes, we assume it's his. Amrav Zvidlei Kasha. We can answer the stira between the Mishnah, which says you keep the thing, and the Braisa, which says the content goes back to the owner of the container. It can be answered as follows: Ha bekuva v'kitna. The Braisa, which says that, the Mishnah, which says the finder has a right to keep the content, is speaking bekuva v'kitna. It's a container, right? V'kitna, and there's flax sitting right beside it. Now, flax is it's not smooth, slippery material. It's fibrous. So, since he found no trace at all of that fiber inside the container, what does that tell us about where the fiber comes from, where the piston came from? It didn't come from here. That's the Mishnah's case. And that's why the finder keeps it. Ha betano peri. The Braisa is speaking about a basket with fruit in front of it. That's slidey, slippery material. So, there, it's very likely, it's probable that the peris came from the basket and it goes back to the owner. Rav Papa Amar Hava Betano Peri, both cases, Mishnah and Braisa are speaking about baskets of fruit. Well, Ikash, the answer is like this: Ha de Yishtayer Bamidi? Ha de lo Yishtayer Bamidi? When the Braisa says you have to return the peris, we're speaking that there is some peris still inside the container, which indicates that it came from there. The Mishnah speaking, there's nothing in there. So we treat them as two separate entities. We buy the same, another possibility. Both are speaking. There's nothing left in the container. Like Kashi answers like this. Braisa, which requires us to return the peris, is speaking where the basket is facing the peris. So we assume it just slipped out of there. The Mishnah is speaking that it's facing a different direction. And therefore, we don't attribute it to the container. But same, another possibility. Both are speaking. The basket is facing the fruit. Well, the Kasha answers like this. The Mishnah, which allows you to keep it, is speaking where the container has inverted lips, sort of an inverted fold at the rim. The basket has the oigen, which typically would prevent all the content from falling out, and if there's nothing inside the basket, what does that tell you about the origin of the peris? It came from the outside. Hodlas la'ignin, the Braisa is speaking that the litzana, the tana, does not have ignin. It's just a smooth rim, in which case it's very likely that the peris sitting in front of the basket came from the basket, and therefore you meant to return them. Tzibure peris v'tzibure mois. That's the next item in the Mishnah. You return it. How do you return it? Shema Mishnah, Minin Havis Siman. What type of identifying sign is the owner going to provide? The items don't have any Siman. It's money, it's fruit. Minyan, the amount of piles. Oh, you said you found? Oh, four piles? Yep, that's a Siman. But the truth is, it's not so simple that Minyan is a Siman. It's not really necessarily such a, specific type of identifier. So do you mean to say that the Mishnah will be telling us now that Minyan works? Does it work? Well, no, but perhaps not. Tani, Tzibur Peres. Let's switch the wording of the Mishnah. Instead of Tziburei, Lashin Rabin, Tzibur, a pile. So if it's a pile, there's no numbers to speak of. Well, then how is he going to identify it? Shamas Mina, Mokam Avisim. Inevitably, he's going to provide the location. Right, you're going to tell me you found stuff and say, oh, you found it in that corner. So is makim enough of an identifier? It's not so simple. Tani tziburi peris. Okay, in that case, we'll switch it back to plural, tziburei. And he's going to use the quantity, the amount of piles, as a siman. So basically, Rashi says we can sort of shift back and forth. You can't prove either way, because if you're going to insist that minyan is a siman, we'll switch to the other version of the Mishnah, which cannot work with minyan. But it's only one. If you're going to prove from there that Malkum is a Simon, we'll switch it back to a Minyan. So basically, there's no way to substantiate either approach. Next, Shloisha Matpeyoi Zeel Gabze. Mishnah style tells us, if you have three coins stacked on each other, that's enough of a simon. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala. Vushasuin Kimigdalan. It rhymes with his name. Vushasuin Kimigdalan. That the three matbeis are stacked like a tower. The bottom coin is wider than the middle coin, which is wider than the top coin, so it looks like a pyramid, like a stacked tower. That indicates deliberateness, that it was placed there intentionally. And therefore, the owner will come back and give that simon. Tana mihachi, we find the same in a brisa. Ma'atza mo'is for zoris. You find scattered coins, you keep it. It has no simon, but asuyin kimigdolim, if it's shaped like a tower, chayv lahacharis, you return that. Ve'elohein asuyin kimigdolim, what does that mean? Shleishim adbein, zelgabzeh. Right, three coins stacked on top of each other. Now, hogav akasha. If you take a look at the brisa, we have a difficulty. Why? Amris, first you start by saying, motza moizim fazoris, you found them scattered about, harishaloh, you keep it. Ho meshalchi v'shalchufi. Now let's make a diyuk, an inference. Let's say it's not scattered, but they're sort of like lying over each other, right? Not neatly lied, list that, but sort of, you know, overlapping in a sort of haphazard way. Then we assume that it was placed there deliberately. That's a simon chayv lahachris. Have to go return it. Let's move on to the next part of the brisa, which tells us otherwise. That's not enough to denote deliberateness. Amos seifa, the brisa continues, asuyin kimigdol chayv lahachris, only if it's like a migdol. Which indicates that, you know, it was there by design. But it's just lying on each other haphazardly. You keep that. So which one is it? We know Fazaris is yours. Kimigdolan, after return. What about Mishalcha v'shalchufi, which is so in the middle? So that's why you write, Tan kol she'in asuyin kimigdolan, mifuzaris karluhu. The only time you return is because it was kimigdolan. Anything else, even in Mishalch v'shalchufi, is like Mifuzaris. So the Bryce is sort of relating to anything other than Migdolim like Mifuzarim. We treat it as scattered, even though it's not really fully scattered, but it's enough scattered. It's not neatly stacked and neatly structured to justify Hashem v'Safed. Amr b'chanina l'shono l'shloishem alochem. Hashem b'chanina will now once again interpret aloch in the Mishnah, that three matbeos must be returned, and he's going to go with Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala's pshat as well. So first he starts by saying, you should know, this halacha of chayev lahachris is only elisha shloisha malachim, as the three coins were coined by different kings, basically different currencies, totally different formats, different types of coins. Avol shel melech echad, but if they belong to the same kingdom, the same currency, the same format, you don't have to return it. What does that mean? Hey, Chedomi, what's going on? How are they lying? In what position are they stacked? Either so you can make dollar, they're stacked like a tower, neatly stacked. So even if they're the same currency, who cares? But they're stacked neatly like a tower, that's a simon. The E, the E, so you can make dollar. On the other hand, if they're not stacked like a tower, then afilu shal shleishim lochem nami lois. Even if they're coined by three different currencies, governments, who cares? There's no indication of deliberateness, no indication of derech yinuach, that was placed there intentionally. There's no sinah. Says the Ma'ala Yitmach Yitma. Rather, Rabbi Chanina's halacha was learned as follows. Leishan, when do we say you have to return them? Elo shal melech echad ke'in shleishim lochem. Exactly like Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala just told us. They can be of the same currency, but their appearance looks like three malachim. Basically, they're three different sizes, as we said before. Wider, above it a narrower, above it a real narrow, you have like a quarter, on top of it a nickel, and then a small coin, a dime on top of that. So it looks like a tower. Echidomi, how? That's when you can make dollar. Rabicha, tata, the bottom one is wide. Umetzia, iluei, and the medium-sized coin is perched above that one, vizuta, and the real small one, iluya metzia, sitting on top of the middle one, damrinan, anuchan chinu, which tells us that the owner placed it deliberately, he's coming back for it, he'll give you a simon. Aval shel melech echad. But when Rav Chanina says that if it's shel melech echad, it doesn't work, he doesn't mean a matter of currencies and government, it doesn't care who coined, it's not a matter of who minted the coin, it's a matter of the sizing. The kulikadadininu, all three are the same size. They're stacked above each other, but they're all the same size. We don't see much, you know, structural design embedded into this pile of coins. Afagav demanchi adodi. That's a chiddush. Even though they're placed on top of each other, they're stacked above each other. Harei l'shol, you keep it. Why Amar? Because we can speculate that it just happened by chance. Isramuye, Isram, it happened. Ubadin adod enough of it. Just dropped out of the person's pocket together, and they landed squarely on each other, which is a big chiddush. Rabbi Yechon disagrees. Rabbi Yechon Amar, afilu shemalach echad nami machrus. Even if they're all the same size, but they're stacked neatly above each other, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Shleishav madbeyos zagam zeh. That's enough of an indication of their chinuach of simon, and you have to return it. Now, generally speaking, how do you return coins? What are you going to call out? What are you going to announce? My machrus minyan. I found three coins, right? And the owner will have to come back and tell us how it was lying in what position, right? Then ma'iri tlosa, why do you need to have three to justify a Shabbos Aveda? I feel it's train nami. It would work even by two. You can say, look, I found coins and two coins, and tell me how it was placed. Amar avina tiva machrus. No, we need both signs of identity. You call out money. I found money. You don't tell them how much. And matpeyos matzos, right? You don't tell him how many. And in that case, two, if he comes back and says two, the owner comes, it doesn't work because he's assuming the least amount is two, because matpeyos is lashon rabim. So number here won't work. It won't be a show of ownership, right? So at a minimum, it has to be three. So now when the owner comes and says it was three and it was stacked, then you know it's his. Okay, the mission speaks about stacked coins. What about they're lying in a little bit of a different design, which also perhaps indicates intent and plan and purpose. Kishermo, they're lying there in a circle like a bracelet. Kishuramo, a straight line. Kachatumo, in a trio, like a legs of some container, basically like a tripod, right? Kisulamo, what about if they're stacked like a ladder going up in a diagonal? Not like straight up like a tower. So do you have to return these or not? Pshayt miyachad. At least let's figure one out. Dam Rav Nachum. Am Rav Avo. Kol she'ilu machas lakisam beinein v'noitlim bas achas. If the coins are lying in a manner where if you embed a kisam, a little spindle, slip it beneath the coins, and that allows you to lift all of them together as one, which basically is reflective of a ladder format, right? Because then you could actually lift it all at once. Chay lachas. That triggers the chiv achrozah Shabbos Aveda, so we have a right at least to that format, and the answer is yes. Boy Rav Ashi, what about ka'avnei beis kulis mahu? What if the coins are lying, three of them are lying like the of a dessert called markulis, which had a very unique design, mahu? Toshma, the sanya motza moisim fuzoris, Bryce says he found scattered monies. Harishla, you can keep it. Ka'avnei beis kulis, oh, but if the structure like the markulis, Chayv lahachrus, you have to return it. Ve'eluin, avnimeis kulis, how exactly are they lying? Achas mikan, v'achas mikan, one on this side, one on that side, v'achas mikan, one perched above both of them. Tan Rabban, ha'moitzei sela b'shuk. Fine, you find a coin out in the street. U'metzoy chaver, and you meet your friend, v'amalei tells you, Shali, it's my coin, chadashi, actually it's a new one, and right now it says Niron Keser on it, Shemalach Pliny, it was coined by a different king, he's very specific and detailed in his description, and he hit the jackpot. It was actually true. Loy Amar Klom, it doesn't mean anything. Why? Let's see. Loy, not only that, even if he had his name on it. Loy Amar Klom, we don't accept it as fact. Why? Lepish ain't simon matbeah. The halacha is matbeah has no halacha of simon. You know why? Because the Amrina we suggest, we think Dilma Fuki Afka, perhaps he spent it, because money is meant to be spent. It's not like your own personal item which you don't typically sell or give away. It's money, it's currency which you spend. Ume inashachrin enough and fell from your supplier whom you've given this money. So a simon on money is worthless. Bottom line, we have the Mishnah of Chayv Lachrus, things that have a simon. What about pairs or money sitting right outside their containers? We had several variations. Sometimes you do have to return it, sometimes not. Bottom line is, if we have reason to believe that it came from the kli, then it goes together with the kli. Otherwise, you keep it. Is minyan simon? Is makim simon? We're not sure. Coins are basically a davar she'ein bo simon, unless they're stacked in a very unique format, which indicates intention and deliberateness. Matzar achar agapa, says the Mishnah. You find something behind a fence, or behind a stone fence, what'd you find? Little birds tied up. You found them, you know, on these quiet, pathways through the fields. Don't touch it. Don't touch it, because perhaps the owner is coming back for it. He put it there purposely, and he's coming back for it. Likewise, matzah kli ba'ashva. He found a utensil inside the garbage dump, inside the landfill. If it's sitting covered, let it go. Don't touch it. It was stored there. Liberally, he's coming back for it. Leave it alone. Don't do him any favors. What if it's sitting there exposed and uncovered and open for all to take? In that case, you have a responsibility to look after it. Noit l'machshir, take it and seek the owner. My time up. Back to the birds on the behind the fence. Why leave it there? That means, because we have to say like this. Perhaps a person put it there. He stored it there, right? He hid it there. V'shakalu, right? He tied it up. He put it there. He'll come back later. V'shakalu, and if he'll go take it now, he's gonna do in the owner, because remember, it has no siman, right? Less lehus lemarayu. The owner doesn't have any siman of begavayu, a siman to show for himself. So don't do any favors. Leave the thing alone. Hilkach l'shkev v'kinu. So the best thing is leave it there. Ad osim arayu v'shaklu, until the owner comes back and takes it. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? You say there's no siman, but that knot. V'amai, they have a kesher siman. Let the owner provide a description of the knot as a siman. Amar Rava, but Rav Azak was a standard knot. Amar Rav, m'kushar, m'kanfeyem. If they were tied up in their wings, the kuli al mahochim kashlu, everybody ties it this way, so there's nothing unique about it. We'll have imakim siman. What about the imakim location? Can be pinpointed by its owner, and that can be provided siman. Amar Rav Ukva bar Chama b'medat, and we're speaking that they're just jumping around. So perhaps they started there, they ended up here, so there's no location to speak of. Ibimadadin ma'alma asu mutarin. Well, in that case, just keep it. You know why? Because it can very well have just jumped from a mile away, from a place which was exposed and vulnerable, not a makam which was secure and safe. I mean, this whole halacha, they meant to back away from something which you suspect its owner has placed there purposely, is dafka when it's a secure and safe place. So you're doing him no favor by taking it, but if it's sitting out in the street, of course you have to look after it. So this thing that's chopping around very likely came from somebody else, perhaps an exposed place, a vulnerable place, an insecure place. So then there's no halacha of just, there's no requirement to leave it there. Says the Gemara, but you don't really know where it came from, right? It's likely, it's possible, but it's also possible that it was placed right here a minute ago and the guy just, left for a minute coming right back. Right? It's true. It could have came from elsewhere. A place which was not secure. Umutar, in which case, you can keep it, because it has no simon. On the other hand, you can say a person placed it here purposely. In this case, you have an uncertainty, right, of whether it was placed there purposely or not. What's the halacha? Misafik, you have to back off. When you have an item where there's a suffix, whether it was placed there purposely, preferably leave it alone. But if you took it, too late. Because now, you can't just put it back. You know why? Because first of all, l'yachsa means you can't return it. Because first of all, there's no simon. So if the owner comes, how do you know it's him? On the other hand, you can't put it right back, because then you just exposing it, you're just leaving it for the elements. It's not fair. So you have to hold it until the owner comes and verifies the owner. Mishnah says, Matzah kli ba'ashpa. You find it in the ashpa. Mechusa li'gaboy. Megula et l'machus. If sitting covered, leave it alone. If it's exposed, take it and find the owner. V'raminu, we have a kasha from our price. Matzah kli tomen ba'ashpa. Right? The same idea. You found the kli buried in the ashpa. Noit l'machus. You found it, take it and find the owner. Shekein derech ashpa l'fanis. Because typically, trash is cleared out, and it's either now or never, right? So go in there, take it, and find the owner. But the Mishnah tells us to leave it alone. So what's going on? Amar Rav Zvid Lekash, the answer is like this. Ha b'kubi b'kasi, the Braisa, which tells you to call out and find the owner, speaking about kubi b'kasi, kubi are those containers, b'kasi are cups, they didn't just end up there on their own. They were placed there purposely, in which case you have no business touching it. But the Braisa which says, go find the owner, right? The Mishnah is speaking about containers, a place they purposely leave it alone. But the Braisa is speaking about sakini v'hamnik, knives and forks. those very often just, you know, get swept along with a person's household garbage. They could have just slipped out there accidentally and ended up in the garbage can. They were not placed there purposely. So there, you have an obligation to find the owner. Oh, the Gemara explains. But kubi v'kasi, by containers, lo yiga, don't touch it. He'll come back and get it. B'sakini v'hamnik, by these, items of cutlery, noit l'machers, go find the owner. That's one pshat. Papa Amar, hava b'kubi v'kasi. Both the mission and the Brisa are speaking about containers. L'kash answers like this. In one case, you're not doing you much of a favor. In the other case, you are. Kan ba'ashpa sui l'fanu. It's the Brisa which says, go find the owner. Speaking about the ashpa, it's about to be cleared out. It's an ashpa which is regularly cleared out. But the Mishnah speaking about an ashpa that stays for a while. Kan ba'ashpa she'ina sui l'fanois lipanois, which is not typically cleared out and cleaned up, so the owner will come back and get it. Asks the Gemara, well, by the ashpa sui lipanois in the Brisa, the ashpa is slated for removal, so why are you obligated in Ashava Saveda? If the owner places an item in a place where it's going to be destroyed, it's called Aveda Mendasi. It's a willful neglect, an outright carelessness, in which case you're not responsible for it. Oh, it says more, Ella, rather, we're not speaking about an ashpa which is regularly cleared. Ella ba'ashpa she'ina asui lefanis. No, we're speaking about an ashpa which typically is not cleared out regularly. So the owner, you know, hit something there for a short time, but you know for a fact, you got wind of the fact that the owner, the owner is about to, he changes his mind, he's about to go clear it out right away. So quickly step in there and save it. Okay, so bottom line is we have a Mishnah which says, don't touch the stuff in the ashpa, the Brisa which says, do touch. According to the Zvid, depends on what type of container, right? If it's something which was placed deliberately, leave it alone, but something which ended up there accidentally, find the owner. Rav Papa says, we're speaking about an ashpa. Mishnah speaking about an ashpa, which is just, sitting there and not going to be cleared out, so don't touch it. Whereas the Brisa is speaking about the items which are slated to be destroyed, together with the ashpa, which is about to be cleaned up. Now, Bishlam the Rav Papa, Hainu de Tani Shekein Derech Ashpa Lipanis. So according to Rav Papa, we understand why the Brisa, in providing the reason why I'm Chayv and Ashava Savida, the Brisa says, because the derech of an ashpa is going to be cleared. So basically, it makes sense that the owner is clearing it and he has a right to do so because nobody's meant to leave stuff. So basically, the Brisa is explaining the halacha very well. El Rav Zvid, according to Rav Zvid, whose distinction is between containers and cutlery, so the reason is because it fell in there accidentally. What does it have to do with derech ashpa lipanis? What does it have to do with the scheduling of the ashpa? My shekain derech ashpa lipanis. The answer is shekain derech ashpa lefanis lakelim katana. Means like this. That is assumed that with the garbage come along kelim katana, as we said, you know, clean up the table. Sometimes a fork or knife gets swept along, and therefore we have full right to assume that it's there accidentally, not deliberately, and therefore you find it, go find the owner. Okay, so again, let's recap the sukkah. We have many items that have simanim, must be returned. What about the contents of the kelim sitting outside the kli? The Gemara discusses many variations, and in which cases you have to return them as well. Matbeyos are only meant to be returned if they're clearly derech hinuach, placed it deliberately, like three on top of each other, like a migdal, etc. We spoke about even money with a name on it does not have to be returned to the owner, and we learned the Mishnah that if we find things in a way which indicates plan and purpose, called derech hinuach, you shouldn't be touching it, especially if it has no simon, because in that case, you're not really doing much of a favor. We have a stira regarding an ashpa and two turuts. Okay, all the best to you. Much hatzlocha and b'suris tavis.